I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
That's not American. That's not what we are about. And we're going to do right by every single person in our cities. And so, to our Somali community, Daman Shabka, Somaliyed Kunul, Minnesota, Garahan, Minneapolis, Waan Ku Janilahai, Waan Ku Gereb Taganahan.
I assume he was speaking Somalian. I don't speak Somalian, so you can go with my assumption. You may say, no, Larry, that was obviously some other language like Texan. I don't think it was Texan. That was the Minneapolis mayor, Fry, saying, we will not cooperate with ICE. And then he started speaking mid-speech, speaking Somalia. I don't know if he is from Somalia. Honestly, I've not had a chance to background check that part. But he's saying to his community, we will not cooperate with ICE agents. We'll do everything we can to stop them. You see a parallel going on between what the left loonies, be they politicians or some other position, in fighting against getting rid of illegals in our country, and especially if they are here carrying out mayhem and chaos, murder, and the general attitude of the left that, we're not responsible for anything. Now, it's all on Trump's back, and we never did anything wrong. These guys they'd be very good. They would be very good, I will admit, at playing you for see if you can find the pea under the pod. Set up a little table, show the three empty pods, show the pea going under one of them, move them around a few times, now pick out the one. Now, of course, if they've got a shield nearby that's going to be participating, he'll pick it out every time. Until you put money on the table and you're not part of the game, he'll never find the pea. But at this point, the left is acting like this is just another scam, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to continue to insist we have every right to fight against ICE and illegal documentation and roundups. Well, I should point out to you that today in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota, a new immigration plan started surging against undocumented Somalia immigrants, specifically them, and also operations in New Orleans. And obviously attacking several Democrat-led cities such as L.A., Chicago, Memphis, Tennessee, and Charlotte, North Carolina. And they want to tell you this is simply an effort to destroy people that are just trying to live their lives. Well, they were not living their lives here until they came here illegally. Thank you, Joe Biden. And now Trump's taking an extra step to shut down legal migration pathways. I'll break it down for you. Welcome aboard to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. We just finished hour number one with the story behind the story, the world's deadliest industrial accident. If you missed the first hour, I encourage you to pull up the podcast. 500,000 subjected to this industrial accident. Thousands into the 20,000s or more ended up dying. And do you even remember it happening? It was not that long ago. How do you get the podcast? Well, every program we do goes up as a podcast at Newstalk STL. LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. You can pull up the podcast. And reminding you, wherever you are, you can hear this program and all the other programs we have on Newstalk STL by simply putting the app on your phone. It's a free app the News Talk STL app, download it, put it on your phone, and wherever you are in the world, if you got cell service, you got the ability to hear this program or any of the others. And you can also find the podcast. Later in this hour, behind the curtain, supposedly exposing how real news is done or not done. When I tell you the source, when I tell you who put this story together and making it sound like we're going to expose everything, you're going to do more than I just did, and I chuckle a little bit. You're going to probably howl with laughter. I'll have that for you coming up later. And reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. I promise you, you're going to know more when we finish this hour than you do as we began. I'd mentioned Trump is shutting down legal migration for people from 19 different countries. This is legal migration. What countries are involved and why? Well, they're doing it because we have not been properly vetting those coming through, even through legal migration. 12 of the nations have a full suspension of both immigrant and non-immigrant visas at this point. Afghanistan, Myanmar, also known as Burma, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen. Just those names should say, raise a red flag and sound the alarm. But nothing has been going on other than what we have seen up to this point. But now that's escalating. And we have the administration that's going to make sure our country is safe and protected. They can come in legally from those countries, but we're going to make sure we have gone through a review of the vetting security process. And there are seven other countries that face partial restrictions, which could affect tourism, business, and student visas. We're going to start focusing on making things correct and protecting our nation. Up to this point, through the Biden administration, it's been a free-for-all. I'm going to get back into that in more detail later in this hour as well. But part of the issues are not just terrorism and threats of harm and so forth, but fraud. Well, the St. Paul, Minnesota mayor says, yeah, we have conditions of serious fraud. We recognize it, but we have been taking action.
Right. Those are really serious allegations. And that's terrible. The folks who did that, that's terrible. They have to be held account. They have to be held to account. I'm really afraid to find out what the president's going to do when he finds out how much fraud European Americans are responsible for in this country. Hopefully he won't try to take that out on all European Americans, including, by the way, the supposed mastermind of that Feeding Our Future scandal, who was actually the centerpiece of that. Who is not Somali American. And so, yes, those are serious things. Yes, like I said, our state law enforcement infrastructure is what caught those things, is what prosecuted those crimes, and is what held those folks to account. This notion that we're going to take a whole nation and declare a whole nation of people guilty for crimes that a couple of individuals did, that's astoundingly un-American. It's a fallacy of logic and a fallacy of justice.
My God, he spread the entire court, didn't he? Let's pull in some of the European nations and then, you know, what they've done in fraud in our country. I think he stopped just short of talking about, you know, this little thing of ours, the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, Italy, European. Yeah, there's a lot of fraud carried out by there. But here we're talking about even the far-left New York Times the other day admitting that Somalians are raised in a culture of widespread theft and graft in their country, in their own country. So now these stories are breaking about massive welfare fraud among the Somalia community and Governor Walz's Minnesota. $1 billion stolen from programs for needy kids suffering from autism. $1 billion. $1 billion. And now he wants that. Well, yeah, that's staggering. Yeah, and it's serious. We're going to deal with it. But we've been working on it. You have not been working on it. You don't have that fraud happen. Boom, overnight. It was certainly underway during the Biden administration. Did you ever look one time during the Biden administration? But now they just want to spread the story around and say, well, you know, you just can't, you're attacking Somalis. No, we're attacking those who are guilty of a crime. And apparently a lot of them happen to come from Somalia. I don't have anything against anyone from Somalia directly. I don't know anyone from Somalia. I have no problem with knowing them. And maybe I do, and I'm not even aware of it. I'm not striking the Somalia people out. I will take charge against Trump for his remark the other day, if he was quoted correctly, calling the Somalia people garbage. Now, I would not do that with anyone. They are a creature of what they're born in their environment. And yeah, they might be turning to larceny and fraud because how else are they going to survive? But to take a whole nation of people and call them garbage, I'm not for that, period. Yeah, that's a direct affront to Trump. But then you also have not only Somalians, but Muslims in general right now. I know they're plotting, how do we generate fear within our community and backlash so the general public understands that we're being targeted? Well, in South Florida, one Muslim is making a statement and begins to cry.
After the prayer ended, we look up to see them taunting us in our faces with bacon. I had to relive the whole thing again.
I'm not going to take away and discredit any feelings he had about that, but I want to remind you that, I mean, that's their religion, not eating any bacon. The same exists for Jews if they follow Orthodox Judaism. And I don't know if the event underway, folks who are trying to mock the religion, I'm not in favor of what was done. But he's trying to make it a fact that that's what all Americans and their attitude are for Muslims. They take one incident and they begin to highlight it. In the meantime, of course, they do not want to admit things that Trump has been doing great, such as getting foreign business to invest in the USA.
Toyota's U.S. manufacturing presence is expanding again to meet growing demand for hybrid vehicles. Fresh off the announcement of Toyota's recent commitment to invest up to $10 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years, the company unveiled the first wave with a $912 million investment, adding 252 new jobs across 5 manufacturing plants to increase hybrid capacity and bring hybrid electric Corollas to its production lineup.
We recently announced a $10 billion investment across the U.S.
This investment in Toyota's plants in West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Missouri further builds on the company's ongoing commitment to reinvesting profits in its U.S. operations.
In other words, Toyota dumping all of this money into our nation. And everyone was thinking, oh, the tariffs are going to run all the countries away from us and corporations. They won't be wanting to do business here. May I repeat again what that reporter was saying? States such as Missouri, West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, all benefiting from Toyota's investment in the U.S., and the plan is for one at a time to escalate these investments. And they're going to do it. They're going to make it happen. They're going to make sure that the money is paid out to start up these plants. They're going to create new jobs for all Americans. And they're not going to be low-paying jobs. Not at companies like that. Toyota's are developing and building new cars. But I thought under the leftist view of Trump, he was going to basically the sky was going to fall down upon all of us, raining hell from the sky because he's destroying our nation and our economy. It is Chicken Little. That is exactly what they're doing. And you also want to look at what else Trump has been doing, and that is rolling away a lot of the blocks and the efforts to shut down any enhanced money investment because of too many regulations, such as environmental. The environmental director, Zeldin.
Mr. President, your team at the Trump EPA has been crushing it all year to fix the big mess that we inherited and deliver amazing results for the American people. I've had the opportunity to visit all 50 states since confirmation earlier this year and to hear from real people where they meet, where they live, and to bring their great ideas and their asks back to us to be able to deliver for them. At the Trump EPA, we have proven that you can both protect the environment and grow the economy. On the environmental front, since you were sworn in earlier this year, we have averaged a big environmental accomplishment every single day. On the 100th day, the 200th day, the 300th day of your presidency, each time we released a list of our top 100 environmental accomplishments, that has included a historic LA wildfire cleanup that you ordered us to complete in record time, which we did.
Yeah, we did. But you're not hearing that from the so-called legacy media, are you? Pardon me. I told you earlier, I'll be telling you about how one news agency says it's pulling back the curtain on real news reporting. Really. When you hear who's doing it, and when you hear some of the comments, if you're driving, please make sure you maintain control of your vehicle. I do not want anyone to crash while laughing hysterically. We will get to that in more detail coming up later. And also, I want to go back to the issue in Minnesota while they're trying to say, we've been aware of the issues and we've been taking care of it. We don't need anyone from outside. Yes, you do. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I was born in the rain on the Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Those fraud allegations were uncovered by local law enforcement and our state attorney general pressed charges. Law enforcement presence is what caught that, is what held those folks accountable.
No, it's another example that we actually don't need.
Those federal agents are not adding value in our community. They're actually doing quite the opposite by providing a destabilizing force.
That is the St. Paul, Minnesota mayor lying out of his mouth saying, we uncovered all the fraud that's in our community, even if it involves Somalia. Refugees, immigrants, illegals here. We have been taking care of it. We went after it. We prosecuted. You did not. You did not. You did it only when Trump began to break it all open and everyone else. There were nearly 500 employees in the Minnesota state government that have been claiming these are staffers in the State Department of Health Services that Walz retaliated against them because they were trying to expose the corruption in the Somalia community. Taking money from programs meant to help Americans, Minnesota residents, legal residents. And the whistleblowers say that Governor Walz systemically retaliated against whistleblowers using monitoring, threats, repression, did his best to discredit fraud reports. Instead of partnership, we got the full weight of retaliation by Tim Walz. And of course, not just from Tim Walz, but all those in Minnesota in power that are blue as blue can be, and they are not going to acknowledge anything until you force it upon them. So now you have the St. Paul, Minnesota mayor said, yeah, that $1 billion worth of fraud in our state autism program, most of the fraud carried out by Somalians, who might now be U.S. citizens, who have lived here long enough, if they applied, could be a U.S. citizen. But it gets back to the culture. And I repeat again, the New York Times, when the New York Times declares that it's a part of the basic culture in Somalia to scheme and to cheat, that's the way they described it. You think I'm over-exaggerating it? You want me to cite verse for you? I can do that. Their opening line for the article of November 29 said, the fraud scandal that rattled Minnesota was staggering in scale and brazenness. And they went on to talk about how law enforcement recognized that the fraud taking place in the roots of Minnesota's Somalia regions or scores of individuals making small fortunes, setting up companies, billing state agencies for millions of dollars were the social services they never provided. In fact, one husband and wife were charged and convicted of stealing $7 million providing services that they were not. They were basically operating out of their home. They had a mailbox. They wouldn't know that's all they were doing, but they were collecting welfare benefits and everything else. But the left, New York Times, admitting it's just their culture. That's what they do. So here we have the mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, saying, well, we uncovered all of it. We took care of it. No, you didn't. You could have done it earlier. You could have explained. But you're only coming forward now because it's low-hanging fruit to maybe make you look better. But he admits the charges that are out there, they're certainly serious.
Right. Those are really serious allegations. And that's terrible. The folks who did that, that's terrible. They have to be held account. They have to be held to account. I'm really afraid to find out what the president's going to do when he finds out how much fraud European Americans are responsible for in this country. Hopefully he won't try to take that out on all European Americans, including, by the way, the supposed mastermind of that Feeding Our Future scandal, who was actually the centerpiece of that. Who is not Somali American. And so, yes, those are serious things. Yes, like I said, our state law enforcement infrastructure is what caught those things, is what prosecuted those crimes, and is what held those folks to account. This notion that we're going to take a whole nation and declare a whole nation of people guilty for crimes that a couple of individuals did. That's astoundingly un-American. It's a fallacy of logic and a fallacy of justice.
I'll tell you where the fallacy of logic is. You not acknowledging what the New York Times, even your left-leaning New York Times, said. It's in their culture to steal and swindle and scam. I don't like labeling any group of people by whatever happens with inside that group. But if the New York Times is even willing to admit that that's part of their culture, so you just expect it. They're going to come into your neighborhood, your area, and they're going to scam and cheat you. And then he talks about the European. He said, I wonder if Trump's going to go after the Europeans that have been doing that. He's hinting at the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, our little thing. But he didn't cross the bridge, did he? He won't stay away from it. So I saw this title of this article, Behind the Curtain of Real Reporting. Oh, my God, what would that be? I suggest this and state it. It's going to suggest that I'm really, really, really ancient, but I'm not. I'm still breathing, still kicking. You won't find out? Come close enough. But I've spent a few decades inside real reporting as a news anchor and investigative reporter. So when I saw this, I thought, oh, there's somebody's going to look at behind the curtain of real reporting. What do they mean by that? And then I saw this is a piece in Axios, a left-leaning publication. And they're going to tell you about the real reporting. And then I started looking at it. Now, the title seemed to have gotten lost as they went through the article. It begins by saying President Trump came into office promising to decapitate mainstream media. He bullied and sued media companies, blocked, curtailed access for reporters, elevated non-traditional news sources. Did you look at MAGA or ex-influencers, everything like that? They continued to restrict proximity of some White House reporters or boot them from Pentagon workspace. Axios points all of this out as we're pulling back the curtain on real reporting. But they can only go so far because we know what's behind the curtain. We know the wizard is just an old man that has his hands on the control. And I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about the entire image that the left wants you to buy, that they really know how to do things and Trump doesn't. They put out in the Axios article, look how the Washington Post wrote days of coverage and social media posts sent the Trump administration scrambling with a report that Secretary of War Hegseth enabled commanders ordered them to kill those aboard alleged drug smuggling boats off South America. Not one hit, but maybe a second tap to that boat. And they're saying that even rippled into the White House and others around Trump. What do we do? Well, the bottom line is, Hegseth said, we did what we had to. It is a fog of war. We don't know how many might have been dead or alive after the first strike, but we hit it a second time. He says he didn't order it, but it doesn't make a difference. He admits that the commander he names, he said he has our full support. It's part of what you do. You're trying to destroy the enemy. The shot across the bow had already happened long ago. You're trying to bring drugs in our country? You know, to that extent, Trump said any country drug trafficking to the U.S. is subject to attack. The Colombia president is threatening Trump by saying, you will awaken the jaguar. If you're going to say that any country drug trafficking to the U.S. is subject to attack, if it's narco terrorist operating under the banner and leadership of that nation, yeah, they will be subject to attack. I'm not going to worry about awakening the jaguar. I'm worrying about protecting our children from all your drug narco stuff you've been peddling around. The Axios article ended up concluding this, by the way, trying to tell you about how we're pulling back the curtain. So we're not diminishing the damage Trump has done with lawsuits and constant claims of fake news. It's real. Lawsuits drain money, time, and attention. But as we've seen at Axios this year, here it comes. Stand back. You do not know how big this is going to get. But the conclusion is, but as we've seen at Axios this year, interest in clinical, serious, credible reporting has never been higher, including inside this White House. Oh, my God. Did they know they were going to shoot themselves in the foot when they started the article? I don't know what to tell you about what they think they're doing or not doing now. I really don't, because they couldn't tell me. You can look up the article yourself and read it, baby. If you can decipher it better than me, great. I'll just go back to reading tea leaves. Coming up, what do you think about a law that would ban certain communities from allowing a Muslim church or ban migrants from forming?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw, Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
We
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
President Trump's administration is going back in time to vet all of these people. Kristi Noem, all of our partners are working so hard together to stop them, to keep America safe, to make America safe after the failures of the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing, and he's doing it in numerous ways. I mentioned to that earlier point that they are even suspending legal migration from at least a dozen or more countries. That includes Afghanistan, Yemen, Sudan, Somalia, until we have a better process of vetting. There will be no legal migration. And in the meantime, we have the Department of Homeland Security carrying out immigration operations all across the nation. Today, focusing on Nawlins, dubbing what they were doing in Nawlins, the Operation Catahoula Crunch. What is that? That's a little alliteration. The Catahoula Crunch, is that, what is that? It's a reference to the Catahoula Leopard Dog. That is Louisiana's official state dog since 1979. Maybe you didn't know that because you're not from Nawlins or Louisiana. Yeah, I said Nawlins. That's why you say it down there, Nawlins. Spelled N-A-W-L, you see? But Catahoula Crunch is going after them, looking for all the illegals, rounding them up. ICE is carrying that out there, as well as Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. And what do we have from those who are caught in the midst of it? Well, we have cries of, they're coming after us. Why are they doing it? Well, because maybe you're here illegally, or you're in the process of carrying out crimes against our nation or our people, our citizens. We have, because of, thank you, Joe Biden, untold damage to this nation. Two things happened during the Biden administration. One of them started during the Trump administration, COVID. And then during the Biden administration, it continued to be weaponized against Americans. At the same time, foreigners were coming in left and right illegally, and they didn't care. They didn't care what that did to our nation. Our nation is going to pay. Our generations to follow will still be paying for it down the road. Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin Republican, wants to codify into federal law a plan allowing localities and states the ability to block refugee resettlement in their communities. Now, in the St. Louis area, we have a great Bosnian population, refugees that came to the states during the Bosnian crisis. And we have other groups like that. And they came here legally under asylum, a legitimate asylum. They're no worse or no better than some who are already here. You don't take them as a full label and said, well, they're Bosnians, they must be like Somalia. No, you don't do that. And you really don't go even to the extent Trump did the other day, which I take exception with, by calling Somalians garbage, if he were correctly quoted. Actually, to be grammatically correct, I should have said if he were, not if he was, because if ahead of the word, not forget the grammar lesson, we'll deal with that some other day. Bottom line is, what do you think about legislation codifying federal law to allow localities in the states the ability to block refugee resettlement? That would affect someplace like St. Louis if they were dealing with Bosnians coming in. Where do you draw the line? And in the meantime, in Alabama, a suburban area of Birmingham, Alabama, They had a zoning commission meeting the other night. About 170 locals attended this meeting, and many showed up to oppose a motion dealing with an existing Muslim school, moving it from Homewood, Alabama to Hoover. This school has the Islamic Academy, has been in Homewood, Alabama since 1995, and has about 260 students. I'll repeat again. It's been in Alabama since 1995. It is an Islamic academy. But what we've had residents of Hoover say, this is another effort to see a cultural takeover of Muslims like we see in Dearborn, Michigan, and elsewhere in Minnesota and the United Kingdom, and they want to stop it. One sign reading, "Give an inch, Dearborn, Michigan. Stop the 100-year plan," in reference to the theory that Muslims are staging a takeover. You may or may not believe that. I think it's viable to be aware of it. But I want you to keep something in mind. What if a Jewish academy were already in operation in your area, your state, and they want to relocate? And they want to relocate right down the road from a major group of Christian churches. What argument are you going to make? What argument are you going to make if inside your own Christian religion, you being, let's say, Presbyterian, and there's a Baptist academy that wants to move into your area? Those Baptists. Now, I can say that because I was born in Texas. And being born in Texas, my birth certificate was already pre-stamped for religion, Baptist. It's already pre-stamped. I since became a Presbyterian. So I either got lost or found, however you want to describe it. But we do have to be aware of not just schools, communities, and things of that nature changing, but as to why and how is it taking place. But I think in this case, I don't live in Hoover, Alabama, so it is their issue, as it should be. The commission did unanimously deny the zoning request, citing traffic concerns and questions about long-term use of the site. It is connected to a local office building. So those who showed up to deny the zoning request, when the vote was to deny it, the audience erupted in applause. And one news source reported, while residents agreed with the board's reasons for denial, there was also heavy discussion about cultural and religious concerns. Some locals fearful that the proposed K-12 school would transform Hoover, the community of Hoover, into a Muslim society. Same things were echoed back in the past when Jewish or Catholic schools were springing up in different locations. That's a fact. You might not like it. It doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound American. But that's the way it is. And it is back to that precept. When they came after this group, you said nothing because it didn't involve you. When they came after that group, you did nothing. You were not part of it. When they came after this group, again, you just ignored it. But then when they came after you, there was no one to defend you because they'd all been taken away. Now, I'm paraphrasing loosely a great issue of what happens when you continually are apathetic. Obviously, the people of Hoover, Alabama, are not apathetic. They want to be involved, but are they too far in pushing and basically not demonizing kids that would be attending this academy, but presupposing that's what it's going to be, ending up being a terrorist organization in their backyard? I tell you again, the same complaint and expressed concern has been used repeatedly in this nation over and over. No, you want to go one more step? You want to go one more step with me? All right. You got an all-white neighborhood. One resident decides they want to sell out. And they got a buyer. And they're going to pay premium dollars. So, hey, great, these folks are great. Sell my home and we're gone. And they sold it to a black couple. Oh, my God. The whole community incensed at the people selling it to them, but more incensed at there's one black resident in the area. Pretty soon we'll have more. Again, factual cases have happened like that. And again, it was an issue of basically not just repression, but restriction and a basic denial of rights. All because of the color of skin. And it shouldn't be done the other way because of the color of skin. But again, the facts are there. If you were listening to the program for the first time, we get into deep discussion like this often. That's why you want to make sure you're listening. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. You need to let your others know, your friends, your enemies even know about it. And if they can't listen live, you can always pull up the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or Newstalk STL. Spread the word. We're going to talk direct and maybe make some folks feel uncomfortable. Even those who want to be, I just want to listen a little bit and get, you know, a little bit of knowledge. Well, we do that, but you're also going to get the Larry Connors approach on it. And you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. Speaking of education, our Secretary of Education, McMahon, is saying, President Trump, you're doing everything right to help our kids.
We have failed our students. And I said to the president this morning in the cabinet meeting that I think where education is in our country is absolutely, you know, a crisis in our country. It is a national emergency because of all the wonderful things that this president is bringing in, new manufacturing. We're raising levels of investments all across the country. But if we don't build a workforce and if we don't train people to go into these jobs, well, where are we going to be?
Absolutely.
We have to be able to do it. But only 30% of high school seniors are reading proficiently. 30%.
That's shameful. And I will venture to say that inside those statistics, the majority are minority students. Do the minority students not deserve the same education as the elite white and superior, supposedly? Well, of course they do. Who's pushing that for them? President Trump. And he wants the Department of Education, basically under the Education Secretary McMahon, to go away and return all of the decisions of that to state governments. Let them make their own decision. You don't decide from D.C. how they're going to be teaching your kids or what they're teaching them. And that's going to be, it's going to be a tide that lifts all boats, which is what you want. That is why Trump has come up with the Nation Youth Program. Trump accounts created this year, part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And billionaires, I should say, Michael and Susan Dell, yes, Dell Technologies, they are pledging $6.2 billion for some 25 million American children, setting up their savings account with $250 in it, and then hopefully kids were taught and learn to have that as a base for saving and growing. It's a great idea. Oh, by the way, Ellen DeGeneres and her wife, they want to return back to the U.S. Yeah, I know they left the U.S., went to Great Britain, abandoning it because Trump got elected. Now they apparently are going to come back to California. You know why? Because supposedly it's cold in the U.K. this time of year. And they decide they just want to get the hell out of there. They want to go back to California. Their convictions are about as strong as a leaf caught in a hurricane force wind. They have no conviction. It played to their audience, but now they recognize we got to change. As always, I remind you, remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.